Hi, you entrepreneurs. Today we have a riveting story about Yura. I can't say his last name, but he's from the Ukraine. He moved from the Ukraine to Denmark, now down to San Diego, started a landscape design company, and he's just been fighting through. You're going to want to listen. It's a Leary Design. You're going to want to listen. Please tell your friends. Please subscribe. You're going to enjoy this one.
Welcome to the Road to Growth, Success of an Entrepreneur.
We've raised the bar.
Learn firsthand from successful business owners and create your own path to success.
I'm going to show you how great I am.
It's time to hit the road to growth with real estate agent Vinny SD.
All right, we are here with Yuri from Leary Art.
Is that correct?
Yes. Okay, perfect. So you kind of have a unique situation. Your company is Art Spirit Design. You do some landscaping design. You also do some artwork. Kind of tell us a little about what you do.
Yeah, so the company in San Diego is kind of new. We only 1.5 years ago was established here. And for the last year, we did 48 projects. The company by itself is... It's a combination of art, as a contemporary art and modern art. And the second point will be spiritual energy of the place and the positive energy of the place, how we sense the energy and how we perceive it and what we can gain out of this energy, because a lot of comes from the right design and not right design, how it works for your mind and body and how it influences your daily life. And the third component would be about landscape design. That's what my major is in, and that was I've been doing for the last 15 years in my life in different countries.
So if you can't tell listening, he's not a local San Diegan.
All right.
Right?
Yeah.
So you came from Denmark, right?
Yes.
Okay. So tell us the story of coming from Denmark, growing up there, and then coming to San Diego.
All right. Well, it's quite a challenging story, and it's very interesting. I had my company in Denmark for 5 years, and before that, I've been working as a landscape architect there and urban designer for another company. So at some point of my life, I realized that I cannot resist the rain that much in Denmark, because it's like it's 8 months in a year there is a rain, and I'm a very sunny person, and I like to smile, and I like to see people who are smiling, and that's why I choose San Diego, and that's why I'm here, and basically my life is changing like dramatically.
Have you noticed people here when it rains get a little scared?
Yes, 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 yes. I was like, oh my God, this is a storm, this rain. I'm like, it's nothing, guys. Like, come on, go to Denmark, go to Europe, you know. Look how that is there.
So you had the company there. You were, how did you get started in this industry?
Oh, well, I've been interested from my childhood in art.
Okay.
But, you know, your parents told you that art maybe it's not the right thing to do, because you will struggle a lot, and it's very difficult to live out of art. And, you know, they might be right, they might be wrong, but it's also depends of the country where you're from, and it depends of mentality and belief and lots of other components. I've been interested in art since childhood, and then when I choose my profession, I was thinking about like something close to the art. And I still want to create those spaces, those environments, and give that power to an energy and positive energy to everybody through my life and my work. And that's why I choose landscape architecture, landscape design, because this is a way to create, still to create art and have a good profession. And you still follow your passion, and there is still way of giving that energy to the universe. So that's why, yeah.
So you're in school in Denmark, right? Then you go to university?
Yeah.
For art?
Yeah, yeah. Landscape architecture. Like,
okay, so you're there, you're picking this stuff up. How easy was it to start your own company?
Oh, well, it's start your own company. It's kind of difficult. It's always, especially if it's like, this is third company that I have in San Diego.
Okay.
So the first one was like in Ukraine. I had for 3 years. Then I went to Denmark, and I've been living there for 11 years, and I had my company there for five. and then I moved here. So like to start your own company, like my first company was in Ukraine, and that was just like it wasn't working. I did like a lot of mistakes. I think like for everybody, it's like you have to do mistakes, like a lot of mistakes before you succeed. And I was not an exception of that. I did like a lot of mistakes, you know. It's like and when I see like my when I look my for myself my life like back, I can see that from today's point of view, although like I'm still very young, 31 years old, but I already did a lot of mistakes, and you have to get lessons from those mistakes. And I think it's very important. Just there is no right time to start the company. There will not never be a right time to start a company. It's just if you want to do that, you just have to do it.
Yeah.
And you will face like a lot of rejection. You will face a lot of oppositions, and you will face like lots of people who might not believe in your success, or you know, many other stuff. But you don't have to like focus on that stuff. You have to focus on your vision, your dream, what you want to create in this world, and just follow your passion. Because if you will focus on that, like you know, fails and all that is not working, probably you will never overcome, and you will never succeed in something bigger.
Yeah.
So it's just like you have to like probably get some good lessons. Life experience is a good teacher.
So what were some good lessons that you got in the first company?
Oh, my first company, like I've been too ambitious, and I think it's my first lesson was really to distinguish what is company and what is your personal life is. What is your personal ambitious, and what is the purpose of your company, and to really realize that those two separate units is not same. It's not same. If you want to succeed your company, you have to kind of use it as a separate entity. Of course, you're still an owner, and you still want the best for your company, but you can't mix those two things, because especially if you like a first half year of starting the company, you are you will face a lot of problems, and if you don't separate yourself from your company, you might take very personally all those problems on your own shoulders. And of course, it's the way how it goes. And I mean, we are human. We all get all that stuff. But we probably shouldn't take that deep all that problems, because you know, company can go away and can still be there. But we as a person, and I as a person, and we still like continue our lives, and we will be here for maybe, you know, maybe 50 more years.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's very important, to take care of yourself first, and then company like second.
Yeah, no, that makes sense. So after you basically learned that you had to separate the two from each other.
Yeah.
What, you moved to Denmark? Why Denmark?
Yeah. Why Denmark?
Yeah. Why Denmark?
Oh, it's I had one very good friend, once we've been sitting in the pub and had a beer.
Yeah.
And you know, he said like, why don't we go in Denmark? He said like, what the hell, like what a crazy idea, how are we gonna go there? And then yeah, we just go. We said like, well, okay, it's good, a plan. So we go. And then in 2 months we like make all our documents, arrange everything, and we just go together, and then that's it, you know.
And then were you able to separate basically personal life now and business in Denmark?
It's still very 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 difficult, but it's still very difficult, but I think it's very important. If you will not separate your own business, because listen, you can have like maybe 5, maybe 10 businesses.
Yeah.
And if you can't organize all those 10 businesses, your life can be a hell.
Yeah. No. Yeah.
Yeah.
So was it, because so you're in a new place, you're trying to start a new business with your friend.
Yeah.
So how was that process? Was it just chaotic, or was it like
it's always chaotic? Yeah, you start as like from nothing, from nowhere, and then you figure out on your way. Yeah.
So what did you learn from that company? Because you're in that company for 6 years, right?
Yeah. I learned that you have to be in the right place, in the right spot, and your company have to serve the service that is usable. You can't just start the company and do something that is, oh, we are so cool, we are so fashion here, you know, we are so proud of ourselves. This has to serve to the people and to the universe.
So in that company, were you not serving? It was more of kind of like a passion project, but it wasn't an item that the customers wanted, or what?
It was an item. We had a good couple of projects. One was running for 4 years, like really large property, and we did like a couple of other projects for the public spaces in Denmark and Copenhagen, not only Copenhagen but on three different islands. It wasn't a failure, but it could work much better if you would be in the right place, in the right meeting the right people from beginning. Because especially when you start the company in different countries, you don't know a lot of locals.
Yeah,
it's difficult. It's difficult. But since you're done with that experience. You learn something and you're ready to move forward.
So 6 years there, and then you decide start new in San Diego.
Yes.
Okay. So how's that been so far? You've been here for a year and a half, 2 years, yeah?
Yeah. Okay. It's been success. It's been success. First year, I didn't expect that success actually. First year was like crazy.
So what happened the first year?
You basically like you start your own company. You moved here. You pick up a phone and you learn from your previous mistakes. You start to call local companies, make an advertisement, trying to make partnerships, and showing who you are, and showing your purpose in this life, and being honest with people, and saying, yeah, hello, I'm new here, but this is what I'm doing. This is my works. And I'm professional, and I have my team in Denmark and in Ukraine, and we're doing this international projects. And do you want to be like part of us? We really love to do this, and people say yes, of course.
So do you bring your groups from Ukraine, Denmark to San Diego?
No, we're working working through online.
Okay,
we have two servers now, one in San Diego, one in Ukraine, that allows us to work internationally online, collaborate different group of people, professionals, really cool professionals, and working on one project that based in San Diego, in Copenhagen, or Denmark, or in Ukraine, and being able to still collaborate all of us together and brainstorming on one project. So that's a big.
So walk me through. So I'm a company. You call me up and I say, I want your services. What's next?
Yeah, we go and meet you.
Okay, and what happens?
We go and meet you, and we have an hour of a free consultation.
Okay,
and we walking through and going through the ideas, sensing the place, looking forward what you expect to achieve. Maybe we can guide you. Maybe we can change something, or maybe we can make something better. And then you know we start to work, and then we got these projects. We upload it on the cloud. We work internationally. 5 people at this moment: architects, landscape architects, urban designers from 3 countries. So far, it's only 3. The plan is grow bigger, and then we have a result in few days, and then we going back and present it to you. A project with a 3D visualizations, with a conceptual ideas, and we showing everything to you, and we say, hey, this is what we think is good for you, and we are here to discuss if it's working or not for you, and then we get a feedback, and then afterwards we go back, we create a master plan, planting plan, 3D visualizations, construction drawings, and then we creating final budget, approve that, and we go in for the local companies who has a license, and they build everything.
So with your background from Ukraine and from Denmark, is the design that you offer, is that a little bit different from a local style?
It's very different, yeah.
Okay.
It's very different, and what I learned when we moved to this market in San Diego, that it's very different from Europe, what happens there. And that knowledge that we have from especially from Danish company, because we learn like a really high quality design, Scandinavian design. I still believe it's like one of the best designs in the world. And we're trying to implement all that knowledge, all that skills here in San Diego. And that is like super powerful, really. It's like it's insane. Probably that's why we have some success. Otherwise, it wouldn't be possible.
Wow. So most of your business comes from picking up the phone, just calling people.
Yes.
Wow. That's impressive. Some people are afraid to pick up the phone. That's great. So what? I know you've already talked about mistakes that have kind of happened with the companies when you're in, you know, the Ukraine and Denmark. What are some like the biggest mistakes that you've seen? Have you had some really big?
There is a lot.
Yeah, a lot of small ones.
Yeah, I would say like it's a sequence of like fatal mistakes before you succeed.
Yeah. Well, so what keeps on pushing you? Has there been a time that's like said, I don't know if I'm in the right business?
Yeah, there have been like few times like that. They've been a few times so like, oh my god, do I have money to pay salaries next month to my employees?
Yeah.
And there's been a time like when I don't have like a money to pay salaries next month, like few years ago. It was horrible. It was a horrible time. And because like we expect to get like one project and then finally we didn't sign the contract and yeah, that was like just fucked up experience.
So what happened? So you weren't able to like pay the employees, or what happened?
Well, I, you know, you have to be honest always with your people, and what happens is just, you know, it's just say, you know, guys, I fail. You know, I'm really sorry, but it happens. I was thinking we will sign this contract and this would be work for another 2 years, but if you fail, I'm sorry, I'm not able to pay you like half of the salaries for the last year, for the last month, not a year, but it's like, you know, it's like if you want to continue with me, I mean, I would really appreciate that, and I believe we can make, you know, something bigger and greater together, because I cannot do it without you. Yeah. And all this success so far, all this like amazing projects, you've been a part of this. We are one family. And listen, I'm really sorry. I'm fail now. I'm your leader, but it happens. But if I have a chance like in next month or in 2 months to pay you back that salary, I will do that with a bonus. Are you with me? And people say yes, we are with you.
Was there a point at that time when you couldn't make the payroll that you just like, I want to close the doors?
Yeah, you want to kill yourself.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What made you go fight through? What was like saying, no, I'm not going to kill myself. It's I'm like, not going to do that.
You know, there is like period in the lives. I don't know why, but there's like, I learned through my life that sometimes like, it's really depression when it's like everything is not working together. Like everything's like falling apart, and it's like you just want to like run away nowhere and like far, far away from all the troubles. And it's like, yeah. And you have like, you can't stop your brain. It's like everything's just like, you know, it's crazy.
Yeah.
And then there is a period of your life when you don't push that hard, but everything working like amazingly.
Yeah.
You don't even like invest yourself that much, but you know, everything somehow is working in this universe.
Yeah.
And I experienced both of those, like, you know.
So you just kind of kept on working, just kept on pushing it through, and finally got better.
It's not about like being entrepreneur and then you know, pushing action. It's more about like finding your purpose in your life, I would say, and what you're willing to do in your life, and what you are going to do, and why you're doing this, and you know, we are human, and all of us will be dead one day.
Yeah.
And I don't want to regret, like, you know, by the last second of my life that I didn't do something.
Yeah.
Because of maybe finances, or maybe some rejection, or maybe something else.
Yeah.
You know, if you not succeed here, it's like it's fine, but there is like many other doors that where you can find success.
Yeah.
And I think you shouldn't focus that much on failure, as especially if you just start a company, because there will be failure. It's normal. It's normal process.
Yeah.
But you have to, you know, push yourself towards your dream, I would say.
Yeah.
And towards your self-realization, and I think if you're a person with value, that have some value, that have something to offer to this world, there will be people who is interested in that.
Yeah. No, definitely. Well, and knowing all the knowledge you've kind of accumulated now, if you could look at maybe your younger self, that person that was, you know, with the parents, and the parents saying, I want to do art, and they're like, no. Or maybe someone in the landscape, wanting to get in the landscaping design, what kind of advice would you give?
I still want to do my art.
Yeah?
Yeah, I still want to do that, and I'm doing this. I have more than 200 paintings now, large scales, abstract arts, and it's just different paths that leading you to your...
just a different, yeah.
Yeah, landscape architecture. I'm not regretting of having this. I mean, I'm really enjoying this.
Yeah.
And this company is it's amazing. And
it's a different canvas.
Yeah, it's a different canvas. And basically, you're not painting for one room, but you're painting for a outdoor, for public.
Yeah.
You're still an artist, but for exterior design. And this is amazing.
What's next for your company?
Next for the company would be to go. More locally here in California, and getting for the public projects here.
Okay, so you're gonna start bidding on those?
Not yet. We will. Yeah. It requires some more legislations and some more license, but it will happen.
So in 6 months, a year, year and a half, we're gonna start seeing your design company.
According to current business plan, it's like 1.5 years.
Oh, nice.
Building. Public spaces.
Nice. Well, if someone wants to use your services, how would they reach out to you? Or how would they find you if they wanted to use your services for some design work?
Check our website. Okay. It's www.luriart. Or find us on Instagram or Twitter or everywhere.
All over just the place. Google it.
Just Google it. Yeah. And we have a company in Denmark. We still have a company in Ukraine. And a company here, and we are also doing projects internationally with main office today in San Diego.
There we go. Well, hopefully all you listeners got some good information, heard about the pushing through. Hey, little mistakes are fine as long as you keep fighting through them, right?
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. You have to keep your passion, yeah.
Please tell your friends and please subscribe.
Thank you.
Thanks to you again, Luke.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to The Road to Growth, Success of an Entrepreneur. Please like, subscribe, and stay connected. Visit www.vinnysd.com.
Yeah, I created a website.
Hope to see you again next week. Team Vinny SD, signing off.